You are listening to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. Your place for English learning. Lessons, podcasts, proofreading, and more. Please visit our website at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Thanks for listening. Hello, hello, hello. This is John Coons, also known as English Teacher John. Today I want to talk about the past. Went, saw, did, and the present perfect. Have met, have studied, have been, have seen. I went to England. I have been to England 3 times. What's the difference? Sometimes we say went. Sometimes we say have been. Went, did, saw, have been, have seen, have done. Why? Well, if you talk about a time period that is finished, then you can use the past tense. Wrote, saw, met, played. So, if you say yesterday, last night, last week, 2 years ago, or any time period that is finished, then use the simple past. Wrote, did, had, met, saw, played. She played tennis yesterday. We went to Rome 2 years ago. Did you climb that mountain last summer? If you talk about a time period that is not finished, a time period that is not finished, this year, this month, today, this week, then you can use have done, have seen, have written, have met, have made. This is called the present perfect tense. I have eaten pasta 2 times today. I've eaten pasta 2 times today. Today is not finished. They have sent me 2 letters this year. They've sent me 2 letters this year. This year is not finished. If you talk about your life experience, then use have been, have seen, have done, have studied. Because your life is not finished. Your life is not finished. I have tried bungee jumping. She has never been to Australia. Has he met our new boss? If you talk about something in the past, but don't say a time period, then you can use the present perfect also. Have been, have done, have written, have read. So, if you don't say a time period, you can use have seen, have done, have written. Yes, I've met Harrison Ford. He's a very nice man. She hasn't read that book. Have they arrived at the party yet? Okay. Here's our practice.
Oh, no.
Number one. We are talking about a finished time period. So, use the simple past. Went, saw, met, did, had, wrote. Please repeat these sentences. Repeat, repeat, repeat. He played soccer last Saturday. We didn't go to Rome last year. Did you see him at work this morning? This morning is finished. Did you see him at work this morning? Number two, we are talking about life experience. And our life is not finished. Please repeat these sentences. Repeat, repeat, repeat. I have read 3 books by that author. I've read 3 books by that author. He has never been to Thailand. He's never been to Thailand. Have they played this card game before? Okay, number 3. We are talking about something in the past, but we don't say a time period. We don't say a time period. Please repeat, repeat, repeat these sentences. They have built a new bridge over the river. They've built a new bridge over the river. The new TV show has not been very popular. The new TV show hasn't been very popular. Have you seen the new Tom Cruise movie? Well, that's the end of our lesson today. Keep practicing. Good luck.
You are listening to the English Teacher John Show, a podcast from EnglishTeacherJohn.com.
It's time for pronunciation practice. Today's sound is come on, try it. It can be spelled ear, ur, or, ir, or ER. Here are some examples. Learn. Learn. I'm learning to play the guitar. Learn. Learn. How about turn? Turn. Please turn off the TV. Turn, turn. Next one is word, word. What does that word mean? Word, word. Next one is bird, bird. is a very big bird. 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 Next one is first. First. This is not her first time in Japan. First. First. The next one is thirsty. Thirsty. Let's get a drink. I'm really thirsty. 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 The last one is her. Her. I saw her yesterday at the supermarket. Her. Her. Okay, please repeat, 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 repeat. Learn. Learn. Turn. Turn. Word. Word. Bird. Bird. First. First. Thirsty. Thirsty. Her. Her. Okay, good job. Keep on practicing that English pronunciation. Hey, here comes today's idiom. Today's idiom is figure it out. FigureItOut. Figure it out. Try it. Figure it out. Hey, Tony, what's the problem with your computer? I don't know. I can't figure it out. I don't know how to fix my bicycle. Let's take it to Michael. He will figure it out. He'll figure it out. Figure it out. It means to solve or fix a problem by thinking about it and working on it. To solve or fix a problem by thinking about it and working on it. Figure it out. Try it. Figure it out. Okay, a little practice. Let's repeat, repeat, repeat these sentences. She figured out the problem with her new cell phone. She figured out the problem with her new cell phone. I don't know the answer, but I think Chris can figure it out. I don't know the answer, but I think Chris can figure it out. Did you figure out the computer problem? Did you figure out the computer problem? I think we all have many computer problems. Did you figure out the computer problem? He figured out the meaning without using his dictionary. He figured out the meaning without using his dictionary. That's the end of Figure It Out. Let's go out there and figure it out! Thanks for listening to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little. Tell your friends. See us at EnglishTeacherJohn.com.